Before you start your next do-it-yourself project, listen to this. You Got This is on the air. You Got This is hosted by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air owner Andrew Twidwell and Rosalie Brown. With a helpful hand, here are Andrew and Rosalie.
This is Andrew Twidwell, owner of ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air, once again with the show You Got This. It's a show of DIY do's and don'ts. And sorry about my loud chair. I keep moving around and it's a creaking and cracking. Anyway, I'm here
this
with
is not your back.
Brent.
It's not your back.
There's that as well. My back has never been the same since my dad had me dig a foundation when I was 18. So yeah, that from that point on, for the past
long
30
time
years,
it's all been downhill.
35 years, whatever. Yeah, it's not downhill. Been good. All it takes a little tweak. Anyway, so we're here.
So this show is called You Got This. It's a show about DIY do's and don'ts. And it's brought to you every week by ABT Plumbing Electric Heat and Air. I get excited about saying brought to you by. I don't know. That's my new thing. Andrew, before we go any further, I have to tell you this alarming news. We just talked about it off air, but I don't want to get sidetracked. I know you're going to ask me how things are. You're going to ask me how things are going. You're going to ask me all these great things and I'm going to forget to bring it up. Okay. I just want you to know that I found out today, I was today years old when I found out that an invasive species of spider, the size of a child's hand, is expected to colonize the entire East Coast this spring by parachuting down from the sky. So, you know, we got this war going on, right? We've got gas prices are like keeping us all scratching our head, wondering if we can afford to go anywhere. And now, if you live on the East Coast, you can expect spiders to drop down from the sky. Okay.
And I pulled it up. Huge invasive spider native to Asia, expected to spread along the US East Coast. They're from Japan. Juro spiders will likely survive on the East Coast because Japan has a similar climate and is located approximately in the same latitude.
I mean, this is fun stuff, right? I mean, dropping literally, I think millions of people in this country, a nightmare scenario for them would be spiders dropping down the sky, raining spiders. I don't even know how is this even, what is going on? Like, whoever stole that tiki torch from the Brady Bunch episode needs to return that tiki torch. We need to stop.
It needs to be done now.
Right. Yeah. We need to throw the ring into Mordor. We need to, like, this is because I've dealt with everything so far, pandemic, germs, people getting sick, you know, all of that's been heavy and hard. And then we've got gas prices. We've got people in danger and, you know, in across the pond there. And now to find out that here, we're going to have to deal with spiders. Well, not us per se.
Well, not us on the East Coast.
We'll get something different.
3,000 miles.
We'll get flaming snow. We'll get
last year, the spiders made their way through the yards of North Georgia, spinning webs up to 3 meters deep. That's 9 feet.
Can you even with that? So for the West Coast, we're going to end up with like snow that catches fire. We're going to end up with like sharks that can walk on land. I mean,
Sharknado.
I just like, I don't even know what's happening anymore.
Insane.
So that was my morning. Like that was my morning wake up call. I was like, oh, spiders raining from the sky. Oh God.
So how? And that's just, I mean, you know, spiders are kind of our lives. Cause we, you know, as a plumber, you're opening up, deep dark spaces like water meter boxes and crawling underneath houses and you
poor
find
HVAC.
Black
poor HVAC underneath the house, the rats, the spiders,
The tarantulas, and we get tarantulas up here and I've had my fair share of finding them as well, and scorpions, and it's this fun time. So we have them, but most people don't see them because they're hidden underneath, they're hiding.
They're not raining from the sky.
They're not raining from the sky. So one of these days, Ooh, geez. So it's an interesting time to be alive. I just keep saying that. And I just, you know, interesting can be taken in any way you want to, a good thing,
or
a bad way.
My take on that is that my grandpa used to always say it, and you never know what he meant, but he'd say, what a time to be alive. And I always thought, oh wow, like that really covers it all, like that's so smart, you know, like that's the way to say it. So I feel the same way, grandpa, what a time to be alive. So
but one way that gets me through a lot of this stuff too though is like you look through history, like I like reading about history, and I really like living how people lived in history. And so like you go back to like the medieval times, right, and like the kings and queens, you know, and you think of them living these opulent lives. Well, if you look back, really, I mean, they didn't have indoor help. They didn't have indoor plumbing. They didn't have hot water. They had all these servants, but they never bathed. They were always sick. They always stank. They didn't have indoor heating. They're always cold. You know, if you're making $20,000 a year these days in America, you're living better than the kings of England did in the in medieval times. So, you know, I like looking at that. So life isn't that bad. Yeah, you got to give it perspective, right?
Yeah, I don't know that I would use the $20,000 a year like be grateful for that, but I see where you're coming from. Like
yeah.
Things are, there's always we've made progress, right? But yeah, I mean, yeah. I don't know. I'd be careful with that $20,000 a year comparison. But yes, I see your point. I see your point.
Yeah. Indoor plumbing and you got heat.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah. And if you're lucky,
you have transportation.
AC. If you're lucky, you have AC. Transportation you can't really afford
right now. It's a little tough. You need a home loan to do that.
My god, yeah. I'm really glad so speaking of transportation, and we will get into the show, but so I had this moment where, you know, I thought, what would Andrew do? And I thought, just like you just did now, you come up with some creative yarn and you put a positive spin on it, right? So believe it or not, I sometimes have those thoughts. And so 2 weekends in a row now, they've been paving my street, and I live on a fairly, you know, it's a long street, I guess. So the patch that we were paving, repaving, it was paved. I don't live on the dirt road. Okay. But they were going after it. So you could only do it in sections. So we had 2 weekends in a row, Saturday and Sunday, both, where the crews were just, starting at 5 a.m. So that's something to wait.
Jackhammers and yeah.
The dog.
Just the noise.
The dog was the
dust.
The dog was so extra this weekend. I can't even tell you. My dog was so extra. But what happened was we couldn't actually leave. We couldn't use the street, right? And so I actually started walking everywhere. And I don't live in the most walk-friendly place, like the grocery store.
No one walks in LA, right?
So I can get to these places, right? But it's not convenient. You can't walk. You can walk to the grocery store, but which it's a mile away in either direction. There's a couple of them, but what are you going to carry back with you? You know what I mean? So it did force me to prepare, get stuff ahead of time. And then when I realized I want to get out and about, I walked places and I was okay, life is good. The weather's good. I'm walking, I turned it into a positive little story, but I am not sad that they did it. They finished it because the street noise is so much less. It's incredible how much less, I didn't realize how bad the
new asphalt made it.
Yeah.
Quieter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's still, don't get me wrong, still live in the city, but big difference. So, anyway,
how many lanes are out there? Four?
It's four. It's four, but now there's a big brouhaha because people want to take it down to two lanes so that people can bike ride. I'm right by Griffith Park and we already have enough traffic problems. So it's kind of I'm not sure I'm on the side of the extra bicycle lanage, but whatever. It's going to be what it's going to be. So I'm not going to go anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. The gas prices, I'm going to keep walking, maybe I am going to want the bike lane. We have gas up to $7 a gallon here right now. So you're not going far, your car. So anyway. Yeah. That's what's happening in the world. This is I feel like I'm doing a
raining spiders and gas prices. And,
right. I feel like I've done weekend update poorly, but
World War III. Yeah. It's interesting. Again, interesting time to be alive. Anyway, so let's get started on our show. So we're going to kind of dive into the list that we had last week, talking about some easy DIY projects that you can do around the house to improve your home and make it more comfortable. This one I really like: remove your popcorn ceiling. Mm-hmm. If you have a popcorn ceiling, get rid of it. But speaking of noise, it does deaden the noise inside your house. So it is kind of nice, but we haven't installed them for probably, 30 or 40 years. So they're pretty dated and they're pretty funky by now because they also attract dust and spider webs and stuff like that. They get kind of funky. So remove it. I've done it. I don't know. I probably hired at this point in my life because, even in my 30s, it hurt doing it the first time I did it. Big putty or big, I took a big floor scraper that was 12 inches wide and just ran through the house and did it. But one thing you do want to do is you want to test and make sure there's no lead or asbestos in it, because asbestos was a pretty common thing to add to that stuff because of flame retardness. Okay. But at the same time too, I'm just going to say this on the DL because this is purely entertainment value, so don't do as I say. You may not want to know that there's asbestos in it, but you can wet it down and keep it so the fibers aren't friable. That's what I did. Wear a mask and sprayed it down with a agricultural sprayer kind of thing with just water, and that kind of keeps everything down. But anyway,
can I ask a question
ceilings.
About
get
that?
Rid of your popcorn ceilings. Yeah.
Okay. If anyone in America still has popcorn ceilings, which, you know, it's hard to imagine.
Oh, there's still loads.
Okay. So all the time. I mean, you're not doing it for aesthetics, right? You're like, but it's just there, right? In the house you live in. But let me ask you a question. So because the material could be possibly, in theory, hazardous or at some point in time. Right. So how do you dispose of that? Like if you, let's say you clear out your popcorn ceiling, do you have to dispose of that in a certain way? Can it just go in your waste on, you know, your bucket out for the guys to come and pick up on the weekly garbage run?
California, I would refer to whatever the guidelines are. I'm just going to say it right there. I'm like,
right. I don't know what they are. So, okay.
Cause gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Asbestos is a tough one. I mean, I'm a child of the 70s, right? And so are you. And we grew up around asbestos.
So many things that are unsafe. It explains a lot about my life.
And lead.
Really did. It really
melting lead with my dad to make diving belts and asbestos ducts and tearing them out and no masks, no nothing. But anyway. But then my grandfather did die of lung cancer, potentially from asbestos or smoking. He did smoke two packs of Campbell Straights. So go figure. So was it the asbestos or was it the cigarette?
I would say he was in the high risk category. I mean, my dad died of lung cancer as well,
but he didn't smoke, but yeah.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, on that
cheery note. And then this one is pretty good. I don't know if I'd actually do this, but they're talking about updating the ceramic floor with paint. Mm-hmm. You could do that and it looks pretty cool. My concern is ceramic is the glaze is glass. Mm-hmm. It's just melted beads of glass. So when you paint things, when you paint glass, it's not a really strong bond.
That's
so
what I was thinking.
Make sure you got to get paint that's specifically for that. So, it's cool looking.
Would you put something on top of it, do you think, to, cause I was just thinking like, so
I mean, you could put like an epoxy coat. Like I know, you know, we had our, we had a couple of showers in one of our houses that was this really awful 70 tile from the 70s and had like green splatter on white. So it looked like snot.
Oh, fun.
I don't know why they thought it was attractive at the time. But we just had epoxy paint, had somebody come in and epoxy paint the entire tile. It's a little bit more than $50. Quite a bit more than the $50 of a couple.
Sure,
grand.
Sure, sure. No,
but
I'm just thinking about
this too.
Yeah, I mean, I was looking at this this cool design. I get it. It looks kind of cool. It would be fun for like a small part, like, you know, like they're recommending here, like if you have a kind of a mud room or a laundry room, right, or even a small bathroom. And then I was just thinking to myself when you were talking, like, yeah, but as soon as I walk over that a few times, it's now on the bottom of my feet, right? So, so I was just thinking if you could put something on top of it, it does look kind of cool.
You can put in a clear epoxy coat on top of it. But then you're probably talking a little bit more than $50. But it's a neat idea.
It's a nice remodel idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Countertops would be good. Or if you get a backsplash, it'd be really good because you're not going to, it doesn't really have any wear and tear on it.
Right.
This one is weird. Paint your doorknobs.
Well, let's talk about that though. Okay. So what I'm looking at here is like a dated doorknob, right? And and our friend Didi just kind of did a project, and we should talk to her next week actually, maybe about her bathroom remodel, because she's doing an amazing bathroom remodel. But this is an old style doorknob. And I don't know that would be where I would spend my time and money, but it's kind of the same idea. Give it pops of color. It's funny because they're kind of looking for painting the doorknobs for the cost of a can of spray paint and a weekend's worth of work. Well, to me, again, that's not something that I would do, but maybe if you wanted to have something pop, a piece of an accent piece, it's interesting. But these are some old doorknobs that they're showing here in this graphic. These aren't the ones that are in my house.
Yeah, and I would actually leave that one unless that's painted. But anyway, you got like the old brass ones. yeah, that are pretty scuffed up. That's a cheap way of doing it, as opposed to replacing the hardware. But you can get the hardware for $20 to $30. So,
and speaking of hardware,
this
segues right into, and we talk about it all the time. Look at your kitchen hardware, your cabinet hardware, and that's something that you can easily like make your cabinet so much more appealing and bring them into like really accent pieces instead of, you know, kind of hiding them. If you just update the hardware, and that's not going to cost
the handles,
that's not
going to
cost much. Yeah. Not going to cost that much.
You can go to the local hardware store and pick them up if you got a couple, but if you need like, you know, 30 or 50 handles, you can look online and you can find them in bulk for pretty cheap. You get them wholesale prices. I've done that where, I've done it on a couple trailers we've had, and then kitchens where I needed 30 or 40 of them. And, you know, they were like $3 to $5 each at the hardware store, but I picked them up for less than $1 when I ordered them. Granted, this was a while ago, and I don't, prices these days for anything are ridiculous. So, you know, do your due diligence when shopping, because yeah, things are expensive these days. I don't know if I would do this. Add bling to a closet door by putting a mirror in it. I've always pulled the mirrors out of my closet doors because I don't like having mirrors on my doors, but unless it's a small little one, but like we've had whole walls with mirrors and it was just too much. Because you know, you can't walk through the room without seeing yourself, and you know.
Especially
in the bedroom at night.
Right.
Know,
like, no, I know.
It's like, wow, I didn't want to see that.
Okay. So, I mean, the idea behind the mirrors, right, is to make your room appear larger, right? So I would say this, if you actually live in a space where sometimes your house comes with mirrors, and if you don't own the house, there's not much you can do with it, right? So what I thought is interesting about this is that you could make some designs to break it up. Right. So you could use some interesting materials to create a look where you've got squares or shapes or, you know, like it, you could kind of still have the effect of enlarging the size of the room. But if you have like some design across it or like some geometric shapes or something, you can kind of cut down.
I actually did that. We had a, speaking of our wall window or mirrors, we had it in one of our bedrooms and we really disliked it. So I ended up taking some door skin, Luan wood, and I had a bunch of hole saws, and I just did gradated holes, biggest one in the center and working smaller, and mounted those to the, and then finished it and mounted those to the wall or to the mirror. So you still had the mirror, but it wasn't the dominant thing. So you only saw little snippets, you know?
And
so
you still end like up, that. You still end up with the enlarging of the room, right? Not making it smaller.
But it's not overpowering. Yeah. Right. And you can also use, there's a lot of stickers these days, a lot of plastic stickers that you can add that you can give some graphic detailing and make it look nice, or make it, or smoke it, you know, make it so it's opaque. So
that
it's
would
not,
be really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that idea. I like that
I'm gonna
idea.
Pass that one. I don't like that one. Oh, this is an easy one. This is something that you should probably do on a regular basis anyway. If you have a shower curtain, replace it. Replace it every couple of years. I can't tell you how many homes I've gone into where you're just like, ooh, there's like stuff growing on that shower curtain. They should really replace it. Well, they're cheap, guys. Replace
okay,
them.
But right. But okay. So for the, for, okay. So just like, just
make
a little,
it look nice.
Okay. Whoa. So, okay. So so in this, like, if you didn't know, we're going off of a article we can see and you cannot. Yeah. So that's when he's saying, I don't like that one. And he's talking about that. He doesn't like the idea. So this, what we have is we looked up DIY home projects that were like the budget was supposed to be $50 or under. So that's kind of what we've been kind of discussing. And Andrew, I just got to say, when they're saying swap out your shower curtain, they're not talking about the disgusting
they're not talking about the gross one.
Liner. Yeah. The liner should be, that should be a no brainer. But what they're saying
you'd
is
be surprised.
Well, no, I actually wouldn't. Because I have a horrible shower curtain story that I won't get into on the air. But no, but what they're talking about for the purpose of this is if you want to give your bathroom a facelift, you know, swap out and get a nice shower curtain. It changes the entire dimensions of a bathroom. And you know, even the nice ones are gonna cost you less than $50.
And
that's
a nice
just simple. Simple.
Make a huge impact, very little money, fringe style curtains or boo-ha-ha look.
Boho.
It's a boho look.
I don't know. It's not
a moody floral or opt for a soft water.
Oh, God.
Ombre like design. Well, okay. Yeah. So you can find all kinds of cool shower curtains and really
and that's easy.
Make
change your bathroom.
Easy.
Look.
Yep. And if you haven't done it in the last 5 years,
Update it. I like this next one because I like what it's called. It's called Fake Fancy. And you know, if I'm anything, I'm pretend fancy. So this is kind of exciting. Okay.
Caviar dreams on a beer budget, right? Yeah, or whatever they say. Yeah.
But so I like this one. So this is kind of cool. I've never seen this before in someone's house, but they basically show that you can kind of update like it, I don't know, what would you say, enhance the look of your light switches. You can
it just makes it look nicer,
a little a picture frame around
literally a picture frame
your light
a 3.5 by 5 inch picture frame will fit a single gang light cover or outlet cover. So and you can pick those up for a couple bucks or nice wood one for 10 bucks.
I want to do it. It looks cool. It looks like it looks like crown molding around the light switch. I'm sorry, but I just I'm so bougie and ridiculous. I think that's amazing. I would love
it. But it kind of reminds me of Friends a little bit, right? Like the TV show.
Yeah, a little bit.
Friends,
yeah, with the frame.
The frame over the peephole.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's so cool.
Okay, we got time for a couple more. Pull your porch together with designer tips. Layer an outdoor area rug beneath the standard rug for an extra luxurious look. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
Yes. Luxurious. I wouldn't call that luxurious, but whatever. No.
But you can make that, you know, it is the entrance to your home. So you do want to kind of make it look nice. And now that I'm looking at that going, oh my gosh, I got an empty pot in my front door right now because it normally has a cyclone in it, but we have to pull it out during the winter. I should put something in there that can just survive through the winter.
Yeah, for sure. Think it through, Andrew. Yeah. Think it through.
You can really make it, you know, the entryway, you really want to make it look nice. And even just for yourself, because it's nice to, you know, it's nice to come home.
Presumably, you'll be spending plenty of time at home for the foreseeable future with the gas prices. So let's make sure that you feel good about what your house looks like. So I like this next one a lot. And this is something I would totally do. Give your fan a makeover, the ceiling fan. I love it. They took the blades of the ceiling fan and the metal components and they painted them. Now they use black. They use black spray paint. I don't know that I'm into the black, but
rattan ones from like the 80s or 90s. You see a lot of them. This is a lot cheaper way of doing it than having to replace the whole ceiling fan. I actually did this in one of our rentals because it was kind of funky and I just did a nice kind of dark brown spray paint. So it kind of looked like oil rub bronze. And it was a can of spray paint and masked off the area. I didn't even remove the fan. I didn't even pull it off the ceiling. I just masked the area and sprayed it and it looks fantastic. So that's a really nice, easy one. This one has a light fixture, so they probably had to take the globe off, but that one's easy. And you know, you consider what a new fan will cost you for a nice one, a couple $100 plus installation. I mean, you can be into it for, $8,000 to $1,000 before you're done. And you can just do a spray paint job on it.
That looks really good.
You know what? With that, that's our show.
Oh, awesome.
Whoa. Hopefully you found this stuff interesting because a lot of this stuff's kind of fun and I've actually done a lot of this stuff. So we'll have a link in our website to be able to find the link for this website that we found that.
Yes, we will.
Rosalie found. I had all these names going through my head. None of them were yours.
Wow. Not the first time in my life. So, hey, if you have a heating, plumbing, or HVAC need, heating or cooling need, you're going to call ABT Plumbing at 530-230-9092. You can find us on the web, easyasabt.com. Go to our Facebook page and check us out because I am brilliantly sharing very funny memes and some other stuff once in a while. So,
good stuff there.
Us on Facebook. And I don't know, Andrew, I'll let you close it out.
That's it. We'll catch you guys next week. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Rosalie. Now let's get that project started. You got this. We'll be back next Friday morning at 9 o'clock on KNCO News Talk 830.